من جزاء الحسنة الحسنة بعدها. A good deed attracts a good deed. من جزاء السيئة السيئة بعدها. An evil deed attracts an evil deed. This is the tartib, this is the sequence. One person was apprehended in the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and he pleaded for some leniency, and he says that this is the first offense, first time I've committed this crime. So Umar says, no, you got it wrong. You are a habitual offender. You are a habitual criminal. He went on to say, a person commits the crime for the first time, it is the law of Allah Ta'ala that he overlooks him. Does it for the second time also, he overlooks. But then you go on doing it, then Allah Ta'ala will embarrass you. Then you become a criminal. One, two times you did it, you'll overlook it. Alright, insan hai. Ghalati ho gayi. He's fallen into this wrong because of circumstance, whatever. But you become habituated, then Allah will expose you. So this disgrace has come because of him doing this habitually. Similar is a case with good deeds. When you do good deeds, then you are attracted, you are drawn to other good deeds. Small good deeds, you are drawn towards it. So the bottom line is, number one, you restrain from evil completely. And if unfortunately you've fallen, then get up very quickly. Cry. And don't just cry for 1 hour, half a day. Cry, remember that sin for a month or 2 months, and I've committed it. Cry to Allah for that 1 month, 2 months. The reason for it is that you need to wash out the effect of the sin from the system. Let's say you cry for a month or 2 months, not continuously, cried today again, 2 days later, three, you thought of it again, you cried again. Don't deliberately think about it, but when it comes, then cry again. Then 5 days later, again you thought about it, then again cry. Cry and ask Allah's forgiveness. Then after a week or so, then cry again. So by crying once, the first time, you have got yourself forgiven. Allah Ta'ala has forgiven you, pardoned you for the wrong. But the effect of the guna is still there. If the effect is there, then you can be drawn into the guna very easily. See, like a person never talked to a girl, right? Never talked his life. So for him to be drawn into any lewd activity will be very difficult. Why? He never talk. And the shari'i dalil for that is, وَالسَّيِّبْ تُسْتَأْمَرُ فِي ذَاتِهَا. That's the shari'i dalil. See, the virgin, you ask her consent, and by some indication, sign, she will say she is happy. Right? But a widow, she must tell clearly. She must tell clearly whether she is happy for this marriage or not. There's a difference, isn't it? Virgin and a widow. That's the Shari'i evidence. But I'll tell you something that happened really. And make this picture more clear for you. See? Now you imagine you never speak to a girl. And you're going for a proposal. So you'll feel shy, she will feel shy. Some years ago, some 20, 25 years ago, one old chacha came from Joburg. Came to Spingo. And he had to go for a proposal. His wife died. He must have been about 70, 72. His wife died. So he had to go for a proposal. So he's telling me the report after that. The old chacha, I knew him very well. In the Jamaat circles, he was quite popular. So he's studying Gujarati. It sounds very nice. I went to see that girl. Maine kahi to yati tati niyati tahu di chali ne batao ni. I told her, let's walk from this end of the room to that end of the room. I don't want a woman that is a load, is a lump of sicknesses, can't walk and she's lame and all that. Right. You're the big wealthy person, so you could speak like that. They speak, so the wealthy people, they speak like that. But now tell me, the person that never married, he never talked to a girl, can he talk to a girl like this? He can't talk. He's covered with shame, all that. Now the one that went through this whole chakkar, for so many years he went through this chakkar, he can speak that very easily. Right. So, you understand from this that Allah Ta'ala gives you a natural defense. You want a natural defense. You don't go so so smoothly into wrong. Got a natural defense, got not natural protection. But if you broke the protection, now to go towards it, is it easy? Now it's very easy, just go. Simple. Understand? So, min jaza'i al-hasanati al-hasanatu. Wa min jaza'i al-sayyati al-sayyatu. So you're doing the good. And the person is very punctual on his gush, for example. Or he's very punctual on his sunnah. Right? He'll want to go and make his sunnah somehow. He didn't make the sunnah before Asr or before Isha. He'll feel restless. I must go to the masjid now. I must go to the masjid. And if the person is not concerned about namaz in the first place, will he be ever concerned about performing sunnah namaz? No. Ye toh ghanimat hogi ke masjid mein aakar namaz padh le. That in itself is a it's a blessing if he comes to the masjid in the first place. But the one that is habitual for years now, so now he'll feel very uneasy. I must go and do it. So the problem starts off where we consider that small thing as insignificant. And then when we think of it as insignificant, then we go very smoothly into wrong. Very comfortable to go into wrong. We sail with it. Don't feel. That's the second level. First is Allah gives you a defense. A protective cover He gives you. You broke that protective cover. Now you're going smoothly into wrong. But still, you feel, you don't feel good about it. You don't feel very comfortable. First, you know, you don't feel comfortably physically. Then after that, mentally also, you don't feel very comfortably. But then you become immune. And after that immunity, now you demand, I must have it. Now you feel immune to that sin. Now the television, shaitan box has to come to the house. I must have it. Why is it not working? Call that person for the maintenance, come in. He must do it openly, blatantly doing it. But how it started off? Very small, very innocent started off. And then it reaches that point, you become immune. And then after that, worse still is then you don't feel ashamed, you don't feel embarrassed. You demand, you must have that. See the whole tarteep of the sin, the sequence of the sin, from where it starts and where it ends up. So the right thing is, don't start it off, don't interfere with it. You interfere with it, then you don't know where to draw the line. Right? But you didn't start it off, then it's a protection, it's Allah Pak's protection. He's fortified you. You got a fortress already, natural fortress. من جزاء السيئة السيئة بعدها. So all these things, they weaken your faith, they weaken your iman. So the one thing is that sins, whether it is small, whether it's big, we don't go and discuss it and analyze it's a small sin or a big sin. Don't go into that chakra. To go into the chakra, then your mind will go into a different, it will go into a different cause, you see. You see, there's a small sin, not a big deal. If I do it, it's not a very big problem. That's how your mind will take you. So you will begin to consider it as insignificant. You don't consider it as a serious thing. But by the same token, do you take a small lit cigarette butt and place it in your wardrobe with all your shirts? Do you do it? Just a small thing. It's not a big fire. Small lit cigarette butt, cigarette end. Do you take it? Don't take it. Because you know, though it is small, but it's got the potential of an inferno, of a blazing fire. It's got a potential. So you don't take a chance. So similarly, the small sin, it's got a potential for a big, big problem. It starts off very innocently. It will start off just with a telephone call. Just with a small little telephone call. And once the girl gets a little bit used to you, talking of real incidents, not talking of imagination. Are you on the phone? So you're the secretary, or you perhaps in a very influential position. So you have to talk to people, you know, for your business, whatever. So you have to talk to the secretary or someone, or the switchboard woman, whatever, you know. So she has to put you through the director. So now a little bit of a rapport has been built up. Then she will telephone you sometimes, you will telephone her, until there is a little bit of bonding. When there is a bonding, then she will say, "Hey, how about, we never have a meal together, man. I want to invite you, my birthday today, just as a token, you know. We'll just go and have a breakfast at Jolly Grubbers, you know. Nothing. Innocent. See how innocent Shaitan makes it feel. Innocent. Nothing we'll do. We'll just go and have a cup of coffee, you know. Cappuccino. What? Cappuccino. Yeah, we have that. So now the director says cappuccino and all. Yeah, let's go for it. So a kafi nahi hota, bhai. It's not sufficient. Then you want something else. Kafi nahi hota. Then you want to, from the cappuccino, you want to go something else, and one thing else, one step after that. So that's how it starts. It starts off very small. Very, very small. So when you see that, just today someone came and told me the same thing, that one auntie, he's middle-aged, or 40, 41, right? And he says one auntie is phoning him all the time. She's widowed, and she's phoning him. So I told him, "Are you interested in marrying?" So no, like, why? At this age, I'm just enough with one, I don't want the second one. Right? So if you're not interested in marriage, then why are you entertaining the call? Then just shout over the phone. You know, you give one, two swear words also, and just bang the phone on her. She'll never phone again. One, two swear words, you know. Not really bad ones, but something. She will just forget phoning you again. "Hey, this man is a terror, man. I don't know what he'll do me." She'll never phone again. But you'll say, "No, auntie, no, man. You know, must have khawf, must have taqwa." He came to actually ask me, "Is there any wazifa I can tell her she'll read it?" So her taqwa will build up. You see how Shaitan is misleading these people. See how Shaitan is, you know, mustn't offend anybody. She'll feel bad and all that, you know. So just give us some duas and that will satisfy. Say, don't go that end. You just swear her one, two words and shout her, you know. Shout her very badly. She'll never think of coming back to you. But now, if you were a soft approach, then they'll know, right, I got a, this man has got a soft approach, we can still try. One day will come right. One day will come right. So our problem is we need to use ghusta, we don't use a ghusta. You know, you mustn't make ghusta, right? But there are some places that you must make that ghusta. So the places where you're supposed to be employing that anger, you're not employing that anger. Yeah, you must go and shout her. Because if you don't shout her, then she'll draw you, she will attract you to haram. And you shout her one time very badly, stupid, your mother never loved you, father never, you know, something like very bad must tell her. She'll never think of coming again. Simple way. A simple way. Now you look for a complicated, oh, show you one wazifa and all that. What are you trying to do? What are you trying to do? It's all shaitanic ploys. Azaji Rahmata gave one incident. He says, apne waqt ke sheikh, this was Hazrat's words, right? Apne zamane ke sheikh, a zamana, sheikh of a zamana. He's passing by some Hindus, you see, and they were doing some pujas of this, whatever it was. So it just caught his attraction and he started admiring. Now, the 2 minutes of admiration had such an effect on his heart that he wants to move away from there, he can't move. And that with force, compelling, you know, an impulsive compulsion is coming to him. Just turn to Hinduism, turn to Hinduism. And his other words were, ek kadam uthana ek man ke barabar hota hai. To move a foot is like moving a mountain, you know. It became so difficult. So he says, what I did after that, that Buzur says that what I did is I swore that those Hindus that were doing, I swore them this and this and this and that. The worst was that I knew of swearing, I swore to myself, not making them listen to it, but I saw you like this. Anyway, I battled, struggled, I went home. Made dua, asked Allah's forgiveness and all that. I cried, I saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the dream. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warned me, but what business you had to go and admire this thing? See, you start off with guna, small, innocent. This admiration, just see what they're doing. Just for the fun of it, just for the excitement of it. But what business you had to go and stand there? Ye mere se galti ho gayi. So then, when he said this, once he made dua, he understood his problem, he took the steps out of this. So Sun gave him a full embrace. He got up better than the state that he was before. See, he made sincere tawbah, istighfar, he tried his best and he came out. But if that wrong influences could affect a sheikh of the time, will it not affect you? Mawlana Ayat Muri Rahmatullahi, when he fell ill, you know. So the Hakims told him to go in the summers to a cooler area. Like how we got the Bergs here, they got Masuri and all that. So they asked him to go to the Masuri mountain, you know, like a cooler place, and it's better for his health. So he went there, one morning he's strolling, and from the mountain top, one Hindu was doing his yogism. And he threw a vibe to Mawlana's heart. Mawlana says, "Hum nahi chahte, hum nahi chahte." Take it back. He reversed the whole thing. But Mawlana says that I was affected. He was throwing his vibes. He was doing his tasarruf. Mawlana said, "I put him in such a great buzur." They used to call it Akabir Salas. Says Sheikh Mawlana Madani, and Mawlana Raipuri Akabir Salas of the whole India, Pakistan. But he could get affected. Now, we just go take our wives to the malls here, there, everywhere. So now we are Buzuruk. We read Quran Sharif and Hadith. our child won't get affected, our wives won't get affected, we'll take them to the malls. Yesterday's Kitab reading was saying that to go for a stroll to this place is not even permissible. Basic need, you go and get that and come away. Now that innocent child, that thing gets affected. But because of our naivety, our stupidity, and we get the child affected. Can't we be a little bit firm on ourselves, on our wives? It's not right. How can it be? No, she'll pull up her face. All night I'll have to look at the frown on the face. How can I live with that? So it's your naivety and your selfishness. For your comfort, you will take them there. Tomorrow they get affected, the child get affected because of your blessings, isn't it? Mawlana Raipuri, he could get affected. Won't you get affected? That is saying clearly that shaitanic influences are here, telling you that shaitan's hatchery, his nursery is here. So, no, she'll put up a face and she'll do this and she'll do this. Let me just avoid the situation. Right, well, Yusuf, don't laugh now. Just now, Ahmad bhai, kal aainda saal dekhenge. Are you going to laugh now? So until you get the wives in the house and see, let's see, who's going to be in the driving seat. Eh? That day I was walking, I seen, boy, Yahya got very happy, mashallah. I was driving, so I greeted normal, see someone that I know. But if I saw correctly what I seen, that there was nobody in the front seat. I assume his wife and his children were in the back seat. I assumed it. I got very happy. أَخِّرُهُنَّ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخَّرَهُنَّ اللَّهِ. Now, how many people practice this? This is meant for only the classroom. So, دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. Allah Pak and His wisdom is calling you towards life. And you're going towards death. Now that wife's on a throne, she'll make this noise here. And you know, my dear wife, what dear wife? Who's dearer? Allah Pak and His Nabi, or she's dearer? And Nabi awla bil mu'minin. He is dearer to you, he's closer to you. So, no, what she'll say here, not. Forget all these things here. Don't make your stories, don't make your own ta'wilat. Ta'aleel fi muqabalatin nas. Don't do that. أَخِّرُهُنَّ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخَّرَهُنَّ اللَّهُ. Keep them backwards. As he's saying, clearly keep them backwards. If in any place they could have been standing with you, then in namaz they could have been standing with you in the same line. Allah Pak said, in namaz also stand, put them backwards. Then if in namaz, if they have to be backwards, then in dunya things, all the more they must be backwards. Don't bring them to the shop, keep them at home. I saw that, I was very, very pleased. Allah Pak, keep it. If I saw right, Allah Pak, keep it like that. Let it be like a very strong. See, when you see the hadith, like, you know, you're living in this age, but you see someone practicing hadith, it really brings a lot of muhabbat, see. That's what the Buzughan Adin say, that one is you request him, you request your elders for du'as. They make du'a and all that. But one is they see that action of you. They see it. You don't have to talk about it. You don't have to talk about it. You don't have to advertise your good. Then it wins the heart. Hey, mashallah, what this man is doing. Excellent. What a beautiful, what an excellent thing. That hadith is coming alive. كَنَّمَا الْقُرْآنُ نَزَلْ. As though the Quran is revealed. As though the hadith is coming down. You're hearing it. طَرِيًّا. You're hearing it. You're listening to it fresh. نَذْرًا طَرِيًّا. Right? So that brings a different cheer, different happiness, extreme happiness. I felt for the whole day, I felt very happy. Alhamdulillah. So when the hadith is practiced, the Quran is practiced, seeing it. The lengthy incident we heard about Umar radiallahu anhu moving to Baytul Muqaddas, the slave. And they had all the description, every description, who's going to come, what will be his features, 14 patches, he'll be mounted and he'll be on foot. The Mu'arrikhin, the historians write, when those rabbis, when they saw this whole spectacle as Umar on foot, 14 patches and the sleeve mounted. They see they actually were crying. They were actually crying. And they surrendered the key. They say, كَأَنَّمَا التَّوْرَاتُ نَزَلَ عَلَيْنَا. We feel as though the Torah, we're seeing it with our eyes coming down. Right? And they surrendered the key straight away. They didn't have to have any dialogue, any discussion, straight away. So the heavenly book, Asmani Kitab, must have its effect. Yeah. Now, last year, I will buy one Mercedes. If I don't put my wife in the front seat, what she'll think of me? Yeah. You can take everybody else, Mufti Sahib, everybody else you can keep. Huh? Me, what guna I did, but you don't take me in the front seat. What guna I did, after all? Well, you got no answer for that. Huh? Everybody else you can take, but me I can't, I must go in the back seat. Take the back seat. Yeah. So this is the way that we earn the du'as of these people. When they see hadith, when they see Quran Sharif. Right? And that application, how it's coming in our lives. Definitely you got it. It's working. But they don't see it, and you talk about yourself, it doesn't affect them. You take it from me, it doesn't affect anybody. They want to see it. They see your behavior, they see your conduct. How they will see it discreetly, any time. How this person, how he responds, how he reacts. They will see it. When they see it, then you win the heart. And when you win the heart, you got the du'a straight. That Rabia, he won Nabi's heart, says, Sal ma badalak, ask what you want. You just got the dua straight away, you got the dua. So, what we are talking about is, min jaza'il hasanati al hasanatu ba'adha. Jaza'il sayyati al sayyatu ba'adha. One sin draws another. A good draws another good. Right? So the small things don't count it as small. The child that is growing up, that will say, no, my father didn't like this place. He didn't want us to be this. Otherwise the child says, very blatant, bold, you know, we went to Woolworths and we bought this stuff here from Woolworths. Small child will say that. In other words, the parents are impressing the child with Woolworths. The one end, the majlis making big noise about Israel. And Woolworths is an Israeli shop, whatever it is. And the child is identical. Now, we went to Woolworths. You know, you bought this jacket here, you bought from Woolworths. So, can you see the value of the child? But who impressed the child with that Woolworths? It was you. Your naivety, your selfishness. It's in his heart now. Now, to take it out. Now, if the child, Khudana Khasla, if the child did something wrong there, he'll be gunegar for that. But Addallu al Khair, you led him on. Won't you be gunegar also? He's got stuck up there proportionately. Won't you get the guna also? Because of you, he got addicted. He came into the rut because of you. So these are small gunas. We think of it, we disregard it. And then when that mountain comes before us, then we say, now where did this min anna hada, where did this come from? How did this come to us? The Quran Sharif, when it speaks about pious women, yarmun al muhsanatil ghafilat. So dunya or dunya wa ma fiha se be khabar ho. Dunya wa ma fiha se be khabar ho. That is now a praise with the woman. She doesn't know about the world. Maltami Hamza says that there was a professor and he used to teach circular subjects to his daughter, geography and all the works. So Maulana gave a bayan. In the bayan, he says, Jo bachiyon ko in Urdu se geography, right? Geography padhate hain. To unke bhagne ke raaste sikhaya ja raha hai. You're teaching them ways to run away. Because they don't know all the avenues, how to move, where to move, what to get where. They know all that. So So he says that just after that bayan, that professor came, said, Maulana, please make dua for me, Allah forgive my guna. I never think of it in this way. That this is the seeds I'm planting in this girl, that she'll learn everything, the nook and the cranny and this, and then how to run away, what to do, what moves to make. They will learn from all these things. What you're doing, what you're teaching them, they will learn those moves. But it's with your blessings that they're learning all these things. Right? So to set in right values, this is just one example I'm giving you. When I saw Moriya had that day, then all these things just start running in my mind. See? But it's a small thing, but the effect of it is very huge, is massive. Right? Similarly, a small good deed, like a bad deed, small bad deed, and the effect of it. Small bad deed and a small good deed, but it has a great future. Small good deed, an act of adab. It's an act of adab. You saw an alim, you respected him. Out of consideration for him, you just humbled yourself. Or like you smoke, right? You smoke, but out of respect for him, you won't say it's haram, alright, maybe it's a reprehensible thing, right? But out of consideration for him, you just kept away. Now, Allah loves all these things. See, his man respects him. The respect, why is showing respect to the alim? Because of deen. He's a deeni elder, and because of him being a deeni elder, so I respect him, I won't take in front of him. So Allah is observing all this. See? Allah Ta'ala Tawfiq Nasib.